My guest at this time is Andrew Arthur. He is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. He joins me now to talk about an interesting trend in the immigration debate over the past week, and it all stems from an upset victory in a New York congressional primary. This past Tuesday, 28-year-old avowed socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez easily defeated Congressman Joe Crowley, the number 4 Democrat in the House of Representatives. Among her far-left positions is calling for the abolition of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Here's how she explained it to CNN the morning after her primary victory.
We absolutely do need to make sure that our borders are secure, to make sure that people are safe in passage. But what we need to realize and remember is that ICE was established in 2003, right at the same time as the Patriot Act, the AUMF, the Iraq War. And we look back at a lot of that time and legislation as a mistake now. And I think that ICE is right there as a part of it. It has its extrajudicial nature is baked in to the structure of the agency, and that is why they're able to get away with black sites at our border, with the separation of children. We are committing human rights abuses on this border and separating children from their families.
But the sentiment for the abolition of ICE is actually growing among Democrats. On Thursday night, New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was asked about Ocasio-Cortez's position on abolishing ICE by CNN's Chris Cuomo.
She's also got some positions that are even to the left of Bernie Sanders. She wants to get rid of ICE. Now, what are you going to do with your party if you do come into a majority and you have a significant number, or at least an influence, of people who have that kind of a position?
Yeah. Well, I agree with it. I don't think ICE today is working as intended.
Well, you think should get rid of the agency?
I believe that it has become a deportation force. And I think you should separate the criminal justice from the immigration issues. And I think you should reimagine ICE under a new agency with a very different mission and take those two missions out. And so we believe that we should protect families that need our help. And that is not what ICE is doing today. And that's why I believe you should get rid of it, start over, reimagine it, and build something that actually works.
So Art, there you go. We've also found out Friday that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is in favor of abolishing ICE. And depending on the analysis you get after these comments, some say it's just got to go. Others say, no, it just needs to be reworked and done in a different way. So we're not calling for no border enforcement. But when you hear comments like this, how are you parsing them?
Quite frankly, this is just a political stunt, and this is all political theater. Immigration and Customs Enforcement performs many critical tasks. They counter trafficking in the United States, child smuggling. They go after foreign corruption, and they enforce the immigration laws of the United States. To say that they've suddenly become a mass deportation force is to say that they are exactly what they were when they were set up. They were intended to replace the former Immigration and Naturalization Service. In fact, I was one of the primary drafters of the legislation that created the immigration enforcement provisions in the Homeland Security Act of 2002. The whole idea is that they were going to take the place of the INS, and the INS's main role was to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. And those laws are critical. First and foremost, the immigration laws exist to protect the wages and working conditions of working Americans. And that's not just United States citizens, but it also includes aliens who are lawfully here. It exists to protect the public against individuals who pose a criminal danger, who are aliens who have engaged in crimes that would render them removable, to go after alien terrorists. So again, if you did not have the agency, you would not have anybody enforcing those jobs. And quite frankly, blaming ICE for immigration enforcement is sort of like blaming the janitor for the mess that you yourself left if you're a member of Congress. I mean, they created the laws. They can change the laws. But rather than change the laws, which they know they can't do, they're going to simply stump on this ludicrous proposal to abolish ICE.
But Art, is this simply a visceral reaction, hoping to score some political points because of the passionate response to what's happening at the border with the family separation issue? Or is this in some ways the mask coming off, and that there are some people who simply don't want to turn back anyone who comes across the border illegally.
Yeah, I think that it's the latter. I think that this is a reflection of the posture of the Democratic Party in 2018, and that is that they don't want immigration enforcement at all. Because, quite frankly, there's no other way to explain it. If we were to abolish ICE but keep Customs and Border Protection, which includes the Border Patrol, CBP would be overwhelmed, not just with aliens, although they would be overwhelmed with aliens, because everybody would know that if they could just get to the United States, they could remain here permanently. But that would draw off so many resources that smugglers would have a field day moving heroin and methamphetamine to the United States. We know that Mexico is the largest producer of both of those drugs. You don't need a driver's license in Mexico to buy all the Sudafed you want. You can create all the methamphetamine you want down there. Poppies replace marijuana as the cash crop for narcotics in Mexico. And again, you know, our streets would be flooded with even more illicit drugs than we already have. It's completely irrational, but I think that it actually does reflect the opinion of, unfortunately, those Democratic candidates and members of Congress who have embraced the idea. They just don't want immigration enforcement. They don't like the idea of it, but they really haven't thought through the ramifications of their proposals or their ideas.
This is more of a political question, but do you think that's going to find traction among people who are, you know, sympathetic towards these pictures of crying kids and so forth?
Actually, I think it's going to have exactly the opposite effect. I think that this is a prime example of going to extremes. The Democrats had winning pictures. They had these sympathetic stories, but, you know, they've taken it again. And I am supportive of the president's policy, but, you know, the optics of it were very bad. And there was no way to avoid that. But, they are now taking that policy and taking it, you know, way too far to an extreme. And I think that it's actually going to turn off independent voters who understand that there is a reason why we have immigration laws in the United States in the midterm elections. I think that this is something that the Democrats really need to get a handle on. And again, you know, writ much larger, I think that this reflects a tremendous divide within the Democratic Party. And I think that, people talk about the dysfunctional Republican Party. Quite frankly, when you have discussions like this, it suggests that the Democratic Party is at least as dysfunctional, if not more so, than the Republicans are today.
You mentioned your work on the Homeland Security legislation that dealt with the creation of ICE and focusing on the powers in terms of immigration enforcement. There's been obviously a lot of back and forth over the past few weeks about when exactly this policy took hold of family separation. Now the executive orders have been put in place, and perhaps it's mitigated to some point. Some say it was Trump. Some say it was Obama. Some say it goes back to Bush. What's the truth?
It's actually a very good question, and I've been asked this a lot of different ways. This might be the best iteration of it. The prosecution of aliens for entering the United States illegally was part of the 1952 Act, so it's been in the law for more than 60 years. Section 462 of the Homeland Security Act, which was sponsored by Zoe Lofgren of California Democrat, stated that unaccompanied alien children should be sent to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement rather than placed in immigration detention. So, you know, that was part of the Homeland Security Act, which was sponsored by Dick Armey, but it was a Democratic amendment to that, which was signed by President Bush. But the most critical piece of legislation is actually the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008, or the TVPRA. That was sponsored by Democrats, and it was signed by President Obama, by President Bush, but it was passed by a Democratic Congress. And that really is the legislation that, you know, calls for unaccompanied alien children from non-contiguous countries, that is, other than Mexico and Canada, to be sent to, HHS within 72 hours. And the problem here is the fact that up until the president signed the executive order, the Marshal Service took custody of any alien who is being prosecuted criminally, and that included people who are being prosecuted for that violation of the 1952 law, for illegal entry. And so those children automatically became de jure, unaccompanied alien children, and then fell into that the TVPRA, and that is when they were separated from their families, because under the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act, they have to go to HHS within 72 hours. So, yeah, I mean, when the president blames the Democratic law for it, he's talking about the TVPRA, which was a Democratic sponsored bill passed by a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, signed by a Republican president. But it really is a Democrat bill.
Fascinating. And fascinating to think how much the policy position has changed in the past decade or so, when Democrats at least supported a fence, at least publicly, along the southern border. And now, and some of them voted for it, including President Obama, I believe. And now it's anathema.
Yeah, I also helped draft the Secure Fence Act of 2006. So, yeah, I'm familiar with that one as well.
Art, you've provided greatly needed expertise on a number of different aspects here. Thanks very much for being with us.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Andrew Arthur of the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.